Okay, let's finish up on select by attributes. I'm still inside the parcel attribute table. And if you look at the last update field, it's interesting in two ways. First is that it has dates, and these are in the standard ESRI format for dates, okay, or really the DBase format. DBFs, the file that contains the attributes, comes from DBase. So this is a date field. This is a different field. Notice it's not a string. So we couldn't do things like on it and search on it. Okay, that wouldn't work. Dates are special. Also, there are null values in here. Now, quite honestly, this is rare to see null values. Null means there's nothing there. It's a little bit confusing unless you work with databases. This is typical inside of a database such as Microsoft Access, SQL Server, Postgres, those types of programs. Notice over here it doesn't say null, it's blank. Blank is different from null. Null means nothing. A blank is actually a blank string. It actually has something in it. It's just a blank string. A little bit confusing to get started, but just think of them as two different things. The reason this is important is because searching for something that's an empty string, like over here, if we're looking for the editor name, the ones that were blank to say, hey, who's the editor on this? We need to go fill that in. Let me go to my old select statement. Okay, we could say equals and then say, oh, in fact, if we hit get unique values, it's going to come up here. There's a blank string. We can double click on that. Now, I have mentioned this before, but you're going to want to notice now, those are single quotes. Okay, that's not a double quote. That's actually a single quote and then another single quote. In fact, I think this has a space and then a single quote. That's different from the double quotes. That's actually how ARC figures out the difference between a field name, this header name up here over this field, and a value within it. So when I say apply, it goes and finds all of the empty editor names. However, if I say equals null, and notice I typed in null in caps, well, first, it gives me an error. Well, that's because for some unknown reason, the only value ever uses this is null, and it's is null. So instead of saying equals null, we have to say is null. None of these are actually null. See, nothing was actually selected. In fact, there's nothing selected in the file. Okay, so blanks are different from nulls. Now we're going to go in and we are going to go back and change this. We're going to look for last update. Now, you're going to find the opposite is occurring here because they've used null as last update. There it is. So if I say equals, you get unique values. First of all, see there is no blank, but there is a null. Okay, when I hit apply, it gives me an error. Oh, that's right. See, even I forget because it has an equals instead of is. Frustrating to remember, but eventually, if you work with nulls a lot, you remember it. If you're an agency that does this, as County of Humboldt does, they use nulls, you'll get used to it. If not, you'll rarely see them. And there they all are. Whoops. There's all our nulls. Okay? So null's a little strange, takes a little while to get used to, again, unless you've worked with databases quite a bit. And you can use is null. It's really one thing, and it's the only time is really used that I know of. Okay, now let's talk a little bit more about dates. Dates in this format are pretty cool and pretty powerful. Since a date is a value that can, well, let me say this. So first, we can do a get unique value, and let's say we want to find last updated when it was on 2006, fourth month, January, February, March, April. April, right? 27? Okay. Apply that. Ooh, wow, there's quite a bit of updating going on. All right. So we can find that. Notice this is very different. Notice that in here, when you're looking at the attribute table, it's got the standard US format of 4/27/2006, where that's April 27, 2006, or month, day, year. Okay, that's the format we use in the United States.